Jutta von der Heyden became the education reporter for the Lansing State Journal right as Lansing schools started to work towards a desegregation plan in 1971. Her health has become an issue since suffering a stroke and preferred not to be interviewed on camera. My conversation with her displays how only 40 years ago, right down the road from Michigan State, the amount of hate that existed. It was a surreal experience for me, as it is one thing to read about, but another to hear about from a trusted source who was there. She also shares the difficulty of covering issues like race and trying to remain neutral when deep down you yearn for equality, something applicable to today's journalism. Furthermore, her insight made me realize that desegregation and civil rights is a modern-day battle. It just may not be as explicit. Many of the things she brings up have gone unsolved. Warning, there is use of explicit language and graphic scenes of hate mentioned.
A cluster desegregation program began, and so on. So, said essentially that parents and students feel good about the job cluster schools are doing, and the kids feel good about themselves in school. They just wish a bus didn't have anything to do with it, but it did. I mean, you know, by that time, the desegregation decision had come down from federal judge Noel Fox, who is just a fabulous guy, by the way. Okay. At the same time, a school district evaluation of cluster student achievement levels in math and reading indicated no loss in academic achievement for white or minority students. You know, at this time, they're mixed by busing.
Yep.
It showed, as a matter of fact, some gains in both white and minority pupils at upper elementary grades in Glasgow, especially in math.
Interesting. So, that's exactly what I'm looking for.
I know, it is. I took over about the time the trial started in Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
And the first time, for the first hearing, it wasn't the actual trial, it was a hearing.
Yeah.
And I rode with the school people, not the school board or the Jack Davis, the black attorney, but, you know, John Mars, like the information guy for the school district. I rode with him and a couple other people. And, okay, so the hearing's over. It's like about 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there in the federal court building in Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
And they're my ride. And so I'm sitting there. It starts getting dark. And they had fucking forgotten about me. And they left and went back to Lansing.
Oh, goodness.
And just as it happened, I had no money, which is unusual. I mean, you know, I had no money. So I'm sitting there, and Judge Fox's secretary comes out, and she's like, "Can I help you?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm just waiting for the school, John Mars and the school district people to get done." And she's like, "They left."
Goodness.
But you know what? It was like breakthrough out of breakdown, because Judge Fox was so incensed that this would happen to me.
Yeah.
That, you know, the courtroom got dark. He invited me into his office and insisted on waiting until the school district people came back, John Mars, one of them, to pick me up.
Yeah.
So we're talking about an hour and a half here of my being alone with Judge Fox. Now, we did not discuss the case.
Yeah.
But he gave me a little background, and we talked about our lives. And my God, after that, Zach, I was golden with him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like, oh my God. And he, you know, we shared some life stories and so on.
Yeah.
And he would call me, I mean, not doing anything he shouldn't be, but giving me a little advance notice and like that.
That's great.
So anyway, it's just a little personal
story about that. Do you remember anything else coming out of the court ruling or the desegregation in Lansing? The challenges that faced it or anything?
Yeah. I certainly remember the really hard feelings.
Yeah.
The people who, mean, of course, who hated busing? And, oh yeah, school board members got pelted with tomatoes. Their homes, they got death threats. You know, it was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, the school board members who voted to desegregate the elementary schools were all recalled. Did Kathy tell you that?
Yeah, they were...
They were recalled from the school board, and that's in here.
Yeah, yeah, and then the judge ruled that they couldn't be recalled, I believe.
Yeah, well, no, he couldn't get involved with that. No, no, that's not right. New school board members came on, and they stayed, and they were, like, very... At the time, I didn't realize, racist people.
Yeah.
And, and the atmosphere was, you know, one of animosity.
Yeah.
In the schools and, like, in the community, you know, I think. And I remember the people, my editors and the publisher at the State Journal, they were... you know, leaning towards conservative side.
Yeah.
But when Judge Fox was so clear in his opinions and so on, you know, they started to allow me to do some other, to write more.
Yeah. Openly
or whatever.
I was thinking you were going to say it, like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that I didn't. I really tried not to be for busing, which of course I was.
Yeah.
But I tried really to be fair and so on. And I did have some connections with the new school board members too.
Yeah.
I just feel like it was a real divisive atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And that continued until somewhere along the line, did Judge Noel Fox's thing get... No. That case went to the U.S. Supreme Court twice. Did Kathy tell you that?
No.
No, it's all in here.
Really?
Went to the U.S. Supreme Court twice, and they each ruled for, each time. They either wouldn't take it, I think they didn't take it, or one time they ruled for Judge Fox.
Yeah.
So here we are now. This case is tote, muerto. But somehow or another, I'm not sure that busing really continued. Eventually, it seems to me, the busing issue just kind of didn't have the same animus behind it. And just, I don't know. Oh, God, I'm trying to think. And of course, Lansing middle schools and high schools never did become desegregated. I mean, Sexton High School was practically a whole black school, and Everett High School also. And I think, Zach, this continued until now. I think now. I think that might be something you might want to look into. Sexton and Everett were the black schools with the black good football teams and so on, particularly Sexton, which is right in, was right in Lansing, you know, and trying to think, oh my God.
They never desegregated under a court ruling, or didn't they have to under Brown v. Ward?
Well, maybe, but maybe they probably did, but not like this. Mm-hmm. With the federal judge here in this district stepping in. That was the first. The Lansing Elementary Schools was the first step.
Okay.
Yes. So I think they probably did desegregate, but they really didn't. And, but I don't know, I have no idea how it could possibly have sort of petered out when the district court was under a federal court order.
Yeah.